Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake with the big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of the desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. When he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he gives you faith, kick all your fears. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Hello, welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast. In this edition, I'm talking about redeeming the time. Really critical. We redeem the time because time is not an endless resource for us. There's a limit to our time. There's a time frame upon which we have to operate on this earth and live our lives. And the interesting part of it all is we don't know the end point for any of us. We don't know when our time frame ends or our time elapses. And that's the essence and the reason why we have to pay attention to something like redeeming the time. And the world system has been designed to make us not have time for the things that really matter in life. In this case, I mean eternal things. And you know, so the cycle is set for us from childhood, schooling, then to your youthful age, schooling, and then working, then to adulthood, parenting, working, and then for some still schooling and all that. So we are just busy throughout our life, the whole system. We are busy doing this up, down, and all that. So if care is not taken, we shall simply be too engaged with the systems of the world that we may not have effective time for things that have eternal value. And this is a very critical thing to really consider and ponder about. Let's read a few verses in this regard, and we as we go on, you know, let me start with Ephesians 5:14-16, where it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. We have to wake up from our slumber. It's a general issue. We all talk about that the church is sleeping, believers are sleeping, and all that. And yes, we have to arise and awake from our slumber and arise from the dead. Those who are spiritually dead and sleeping in coma, we have to arise and awaken ourselves up. And you know, it's time to walk circumspectly, not as fools. And that's the sad part of it, because it seems a lot of Christians are walking as fools in the current time setting we find ourselves, because their actions, behavior, it's just obvious that they are walking as fools in this current setting. And sadly, this includes even pastors and bishops and all, because you see, the timing is so deceptive. Let me put it that way. You know, I've talked about deception in one of the episodes of the podcast. If you missed that one, you can listen to it. Get to spiritissues.info and listen to that edition. You know, we are in a season where deception is rife. So it's so easy and it's very possible to be misled and deceived. And that effectively makes you walk as a fool, because once you are walking in error and in deception, technically you are working as a fool spiritually. But we have to be wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I can't imagine the days of Paul at the time he was writing this, describing it as the days are evil, and then compared to our time. I mean, I just can't imagine how, I mean, close to 20 centuries, the gap, the difference in lifestyle, the evil, it's amazing. I mean, whatever Paul was seeing at the time when he was writing this letter, if he described it as the days are evil, then I wonder how he would have put it if he was to be writing the same epistle now, because I don't know, perhaps there'll be nowhere to describe it. Oh yeah, because we are in a generation that is seeing the extremes of everything you can think of. The absurdity, the abnormalities, the madness, the crazy things. I mean, we are just exposed to everything in extreme. Let me put it that way. Because evil is just magnified in ways which we've not imagined before. And unfortunately, this is just the beginning. I mean, we've not reached anywhere yet. The real evil is coming. I mean, and I'll talk about it in one of the episodes of the times ahead of us, you know. So one fundamental reason why we have to redeem the time is that the days are evil. So we clearly cannot live carelessly. No. We cannot live just as we've been living all the time. We have to really redeem the time. So when you look at the current world system, it's very obvious that we are the generation that should pay attention to what the Bible talks about, end time, Bible prophecy and all that. You see, Solomon put it so wisely in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And let me just read that one quickly, where he says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. And it goes on, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. But let's just focus on this first part, the B part of the first part of the second verse. So to everything, there's a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born. Yes, we've all been born. We are alive as human beings. And a time to die. We can't deny the fact that we are dying every day. Gradually, ourselves are we are dying. I mean, as human beings, as adults, we are aging. It's a dying process gradually. And there's a time which eventually we will die. I mean, if Christ tarries, we will die anyway. And you know, these are the realities of life. People are dying every day. I mean, the world statistics are there. Sometimes around 150,000 a day, 160,000, the world mortality rate. in our country, Ghana, we have it around 150 people per day and all that. It is so, death is a reality. But it doesn't mean that because we think we are alive today, that is all. So it's like we are going to be alive forever. The wisdom of redeeming the time has to be placed in a perspective that we have a time frame to work as human beings. Upon which, let me read this verse quickly, where we have this Romans 14 verse 12, where it's very important. It says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. No, we are not just here for just being here sick, just while away time, have a good life, enjoy life. I mean, most people are not even enjoying life as it were, because, you know, economic issues and all those stuff. But we are not just here just to while away time, be born, go to school, work, the cycle, blah blah blah, and all that. There's more to it than it, and we are going to give account of ourselves. Every one of us, we are going to give an account, and it's so important we address this issue sometimes, you know, to put us in check. And Solomon summarized it all, the essence of our life on this earth, in Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. Every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So when you read something like this from Solomon, that summarizes our whole essence on this earth, it should cause us to think again. Because you see, no one knows when he or she can be called home. I mean, death is a reality, as I said earlier. You see, and what accounts are you going to render should you get to be called earlier, sooner than you thought? Yes, because once you are called, that's it. Once you die, that's it. You are going to give an account of how you spent your time on this earth. You see, and now is the time to redeem the time. Let me put it that way, because we might have wasted time in our childhood days, in our teenage days, in our youthful days, in our early adult days, or depending on your age, whoever you are listening. But at whatever stage or age you find yourself in, so far as you are alive and you are breathing today, you can still redeem the time left to whatever, whenever you die. You can still make do of what is left to redeem the lost time. Do something. And that's the essence of all this, you know. Let me read this final verse in Colossians 4 verse 5, where it says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Walk in wisdom with them, towards them that are without. So the call to walk in wisdom towards the unbelievers. And it's quite fascinating that it's the unbelievers largely who are running the show when it comes to the worldly systems that we know. You know, the entertainment industry, the sports industry, you know, all these systems that are the time wasters, the social media, you know. These are unbelievers who manage and run these things. They own the finance and all these things. And see, the Holy Spirit just drew my attention to the aspect of the fact that in working in wisdom towards those who are without, it should be without, it should also be with, towards the things that they are setting out for us, or the system they've set in place. So in cutting off, in redeeming the time, one will have to start cutting off things. The useless time wasting things, you know, things that are irrelevant, you know, irrelevant movies, you know, social media, games, you know, the sports, etc. These are designed by the worldly. They don't care about time, they don't care about anything. As a matter of fact, it's your time you waste on these things that they derive their revenue and their monies from. So the longer you waste time on their systems, the more they make their money. I mean, that's how the system works, you know. So in redeeming the time and in working in wisdom, now is the time to cut off. We have to start identifying the time wasters in our lives and start cutting off things. I mean, I remember one of the podcasts I mentioned that, I mean, I deactivated my Facebook account because, you know, I noticed it's just a time-wasting system. If you identify something that is draining your time, wasting your time, not you do the cost-benefit analysis. I mean, the value that is adding to you, if it's not worth it, you just cut it off. If it's eroding time you could spend on something else, you cut it off. You know, we have to understand the relevance of becoming very hard on ourselves with some things, because time is really running out. I mean, and in knowing that time is running out and we have things to do, we have to give account of our lives. We have to prepare spiritually. We have to pray. Things to work on ourselves and all. You know, we have to quickly identify the things that you can easily take off your life. I mean, football, for instance. I don't see why it should be difficult for someone to not to take off football from their lives. It's possible to take it off. I used to love football. I mean, when I say it, sometimes people get amazed. But yes, I mean, but there's a time for everything. A time came, I analyzed it, I realized this whole thing. Why somebody's doing his multi-million dollar business, running around, chasing balls, and I also open my eyes wide and just be watching and just disturb my emotions with losses and all that. I mean, just forget it. And I just stopped. I stopped and that's it. I've not looked back. I don't care about who is playing, when they are playing, what European League or whatever, World Cup or what. I don't care whether it's monkeys that are jumping around or whichever animals. I'm not bothered by who is playing or what is playing, because I've just cut it off my mind and nothing drives me to it again. And so it's possible to cut off some things from your lives. Movies, entertainment, unnecessary. I mean, they are just draining, wasting time. You know, people spend hours. There's one thing I notice a lot of now these days. They've designed things more in a time-wasting fashion with this series and, you know, seasons. And you start watching 1, 2, 3, 4. By the time you realize the hours you've wasted on just some entertainment, what value did it add to your life? Nothing. But some time back, yes, fine, you could have watched and done those things, but it's not now. You see, the timing is so different. For some, they can't appreciate and understand why we talk the way we talk and say the things we say, because they still can't grasp the urgency of the season, the importance, or they can't grasp the seriousness of the time and the season we find ourselves in, you see. Because let me liken it to someone seeing fire is coming and he says, oh wait, or let me just finish playing this game, playing drafts or ludo or something, let me finish before I'll go and attend to the fire. I mean, no, nobody will do that, because as soon as you see fire coming or you see smoke, immediately your emotions, you are just triggered and you quickly run to salvage whatever you can, to work on whatever you can, because you know that time is of the essence. That's the urgency with which we should now be moving and doing things, because we should know and understand that yes, the smoke is already being seen by some. The Lord is already giving advance warning to countless people, children, adults, elderly, aged, whatever you call it, regarding the things ahead. But the fact that you are not seeing does not mean you should not take clue or learn and take heed from what the people are seeing. The Bible has warned, yes, but now details are being given. People are seeing what is coming, what is ahead of us. So if the signal is showing that something is coming, it's like seeing smoke arising from a building or something, you stop playing the game and quickly rush and knowing that time is moving. Let's act in that way. Let's move in that urgency and approach, because you see, it's very sad, because you see, the devil knows the time frame. He knows his time is short. So he has stepped up the game. And Christians, largely, unfortunately, are not able to discern the times. So we have a situation where our enemy is aware of the time. So it's like you are in a boxing ring with your enemy, your opponent.
he knows the time, and you fighting with him, you don't have an idea of the time. And it's not that it's by a mistake or something, it's by choice. You have chosen not to know the time because somebody is holding the time to show you that this is the time, but you have refused to look at the time and act within the time. So we've intentionally turned away from looking at the time and knowing the time and acting within the time, whilst our enemy is fully aware of the time and is busy acting and planning and strategizing within the time, the knowledge of the time left, knowing how close it is for him. So they are very busy, aggressive, acting quickly with all the power and the passion. So our enemy is really acting with urgency. His agents are fully instructed to know what to do and how to do things within the speed with which they have to operate within. But Christians are cozying, relaxing. You know, it's unfortunate because a lot of believers are looking up to their leaders. And because the leaders are asleep, comatose position, so the blind are leading the blind. Because the leaders themselves are not showing any urgency of the times we are in because of their ignorance. So likewise the members. So if leaders don't show any seriousness and the urgency of the times we are in, what should the members do? They'll do same. Likewise. You know, so there's this worrying deception where it looks like all is calm. Nothing is happening. Nothing is coming. Do not worry. Everything is cool. Everything will be fine. We'll go back to normal. Life will return. You know, everything will be restored. You know, so we are giving ourselves the hope and the hype and the encouragement and the motivation. Yes, it's good to motivate yourself. It's good to have hope. It's good to, you know, encourage yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. But you see, there comes a time when you know that truly, 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 that some things are just not going to change. Because let me just put it clearly. For instance, if someone tells you that this world is going back to normal pre-COVID era, it's just a deception. It's a fallacy. It's not going to happen. Because the powers that be themselves have set it in motion that way that it's not going to be. That's why they have the great reset. They have decided to reset the world into the state where they want it to be. Well, they just don't know that their so-called great reset also aligns with Bible prophecy of the end time. So humans think they are wise enough to do their own thing, not knowing they are also acting within the time frame and the plan of God. So that's exactly what is happening. So if you understand what is coming and what is happening and what some people are saying, the powers that be are saying and scheming and the agenda and all that, clearly you know that we are not going back to pre-COVID normal. No. Rather, things are going to step up. Things are going to increase. A lot is coming. A lot is coming. And you see, when we have that understanding, the fundamental thing as believers is that let's pray about these things. Let God reveal things to you. Ask him to show you what is coming. Ask him to show you what to do, how to live, how to prepare. You know, I'll be talking about it in one of the episodes of one of the podcasts regarding that some major things, I mean, three important things to look out for in the times ahead, you know, soon, you know. And we should then know that if these things or if what the Bible is saying is all that is happening gradually within our, we are seeing it happening, increasing, and all that, then we have to know that it's time to walk in wisdom. Because, you see, what is the essence of chasing something which eventually will become like a mirage? You chase and chase and chase, you don't get to it. It looks like you are getting there, but you are not getting there. And then, when all is said and done, you realize you've just wasted time. Because we've chased the earthly and the worldly things at the expense of the spiritual things. And that's why redeeming the time, we have to set our priorities, because we should know what is important, what has eternal value and what has no eternal value. Because if you are redeeming the time, what then are you going to use the time to do? In redeeming the time, you should put your time to good use. Yes, I mean, good use, prayer. We have to pray more. We have to spend more time in the Word. We have to, you know, do mission evangelism. There's a lot we can use our time more profitably. That would carry eternal rewards. That would be worthwhile. You see, I cut off. I was very active on Facebook. Those who know me on Facebook, my friends, those listening and all who know me on Facebook, I was very active on Facebook by virtue of my work and all. So, but you see, when I deactivated my account, I don't miss it because you see, I just made up my mind after getting to understand some systems, some things, how some the thing is working and the psychological and the agenda and all that, you know. Clearly, I just cut it off in my mind. I just cut it off. So I left. I mean, I don't miss the place. No, not at all. I don't miss because you see, I have decided that yes, I'm leaving the system. I'm redeeming the time. And the time that I would have spent it on Facebook, I'd rather use it to read something that will add value to me, my life. The time I will spend on Facebook, I'd rather use it, if not at all, in prayer. You see, I'd rather channel that time into something which is worthwhile, something that has more benefits to you spiritually. And this is what I'm talking about. In redeeming the time, we should channel the time saved or redeemed into something more spiritual, something with eternal value. These are the times to start thinking of eternal things. And that's why in redeeming the time, I believe it's really critical and it's quite important we pay attention to the season and start redeeming our time. Start tracking the things in your life which you believe are wasting your time. For some, even friends, there are some friends you may have to cut them off if you want to redeem your time. Because they are not adding any spiritual value to you. They are actually draining your little spiritual energy that you have, drawing you into carnality. Such friends, this is a time, you are redeeming time. So you, in cutting some people and some things off, identify them and then you just act. You have to just, there are some people you have to just block their numbers and just, that's it. Just cut them off from your life because they are just drawing you into sin all the time. You go forward, they come into your life, you go back. Then you go forward again, they come into your life, you go back. It's time to cut them off so that you can redeem the time. I believe these are the few things the Spirit has laid on my heart to talk about within the time frame. And I believe we would act on it. Thank you for listening. You can listen to other podcasts from spiritissues.info. God bless you.